It's 8 o'clock on Friday, the 15th of November. You're listening to More in Ireland with Gavin Jennings and Brian Dobson. The news is read now by Carla O'Brien.
The Fine Gael TD for Dunleary, Maria Bailey, has been deselected as a general election candidate by her party. The decision was taken by the party's national executive on foot of a recommendation by Fine Gael President and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Maria Bailey has been in deep political difficulty ever since it emerged she had taken a personal injuries case against a Dublin hotel after falling off a swing. Last month, she effectively lost the confidence of her constituency members in Dunleary, who called for an urgent review of general election candidates. Last night, the party president, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, recommended to his national executive that Maria Bailey be deselected and replaced by a local councillor, a recommendation which was endorsed. In a statement, Maria Bailey said she had worked hard to rebuild her reputation, but what she termed anonymous sources kept trying to reignite the swing story. However, the fact that the statement was released on party-headed paper and she described herself as a proud Fine Gael member suggests Deputy Bailey may not be minded to stand as an independent. Maria Bailey also said she would continue to fulfil her role as a public representative and, it's understood, is entitled to remain a member of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party. Fine Gael will be hoping last night's decision draws a line under what's been a bruising controversy.
The first ever youth assembly on climate change will take place in the Doyle Chamber at Leinster House today. 157 young people from across the country will gather to discuss what Ireland needs to do to tackle environmental issues. There will be coverage of proceedings on RTE News Now and on RTE2 Television as part of RTE's Climate Week. On the eve of the assembly, the Taoiseach said he is inspired by young people battling climate change because they are forcing the issue to the top of the political agenda. Aisling Kenny reports.
Through protests, young people have helped make the climate crisis a national talking point. Today, Ireland's first ever youth assembly on climate will take place in the Dáil. It'll be a chance for 157 young people aged between 10 and 17 to discuss what Ireland needs to do to tackle environmental issues. The number of young delegates will be the same as the current number of TDs in the Dáil. Proceedings will be chaired by the Cean Comhairle Seán O'Farrill. Those selected will gather in groups to work out exactly what their proposals are on climate action. They'll focus on areas including environment, economics, food, farming, power and education, and their ideas will later be presented to politicians.
The latest round of public hearings in the impeachment inquiry into US President Donald Trump continue later today. The former US ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, who was recalled from her position last May, is due to testify before Congress. Democrats have accused President Trump of threatening to withhold military aid from Ukraine unless the country launched an investigation into his political rival, Joe Biden. Mr. Trump has posted tweets claiming that comments from officials in both countries showed he had not done so. At a rally in Louisiana last night, the US president described the impeachment process as already unraveling.
New remarks from top Ukrainian official damages Democrats' impeachment narrative. Just came out. I only read it because they don't like to report stories like this. You know about that.
The Israeli army said it launched fresh strikes against militant Islamic Jihad targets in Gaza as a truce put in place after fighting this week weakened. The development came after five rockets were fired at Israel from Gaza after the ceasefire came into effect yesterday. Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon and the Northern Ireland Secretary Julian Smith will be among the participants at a British-Irish Council meeting chaired by the Taoiseach in Dublin this morning. The forum was set up as part of the Good Friday Agreement and Brexit is expected to feature prominently in today's discussions. Our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman.
It's 20 years since the first meeting of what's called the British-Irish Council took place. This will be the 33rd gathering. Heads of administrations from Scotland, Wales and the Channel Islands are travelling to Dublin. The Northern Ireland Secretary Julian Smith will represent the British government. Although next month's British general election will temper engagement about Brexit, the participants are due to discuss how the UK leaving the European Union might impact on relations between Ireland and the UK's regional administrations. Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon is keen for the SNP to gain seats in the Westminster elections. She has a Scottish independence referendum on her wish list and believes More heft in the House of Commons would help achieve that goal. With no power-sharing administration in place at Stormont, Northern Ireland's executive will again be unrepresented at today's gathering.
A 41-year-old woman has died after being struck by a car while walking on the main Ennis to Kilrush Road in County Clare yesterday evening. Gardaí and the emergency services were called to the scene at Dara shortly after 7 o'clock. And the time now is just coming up to 6 minutes past eight.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. Working on a construction site? Stay clear of overhead wires and underground cables. For emergencies, call 1850 372 999.
Dry in most areas today with sunny spells, but a few scattered showers will occur, mainly in eastern and northwestern coastal areas. Cold with highest temperatures of 6 to 9 degrees. Winds mostly moderate north to northwest, fresh to strong along eastern and southern coasts.